This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A skier died at Keystone Ski Resort Thursday morning after hitting a tree. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says the 58-year-old man was wearing a helmet and died at the scene. No one else was involved, but another skier did see the accident happen. The Sheriff's Office is still investigating. The County Coroner's Office will confirm the skier's identity and cause of death. Meanwhile, the snowstorm that blanketed much of the Front Range over the last 2 days has moved off, leaving people still digging out from the sloppy mess it's left behind. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Dripping trees, downed branches, and slushy snowball fights were the stories in many Jefferson County neighborhoods Friday, as kids enjoyed a second day off from school. At a local park, Melissa Mastero had waded into the knee-high snow for a game of fetch with her very excited dog, Lucy.
She doesn't have a whole lot of fur, but she absolutely loves the winter.
Mastero moved to Colorado just a few years ago. This was only her second big March snowstorm.
No down trees for us, but a lot of down limbs for our neighbors. I work from home, so I got to enjoy it from inside.
In Lakewood, I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's universities are getting ready for March Madness. The men's basketball teams for both Colorado State and the University of Colorado are playing in their respective conference tournaments. CSU will take on Nevada in a Mountain West quarterfinal tonight, while CU will play Utah in a Pac-12 quarterfinal. Both teams have eyes on making the NCAA tournament when it starts a week from today. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.